Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Lech Ma'atzim Alavcha. It says Ve'etzel L'Goy Godel V'Avarchek V'Arad Hashmech Ve'Ibrocha. So Rashi explains it's three brachas, and the each one is a different inyan. L'chor there's four different brachas, each one chashev. The second pshat in Rashi is that V'Arecha is going on Yitzchok, Ve'etzel L'Goy Godel going on Avram, V'Arecha is going on Yitzchok, Vagad Hashmech is going on Yaakov, Yochel you chayz mikulon tamalim ve'yei bracha b'chol chayz noy behen. That the ve'yei bracha is not just the pshat of fourth bracha, but in a sense, it's not even the most chashev bracha. He said that each one of you will get a bracha. Ve'etzel is you and Vavarecha is Yitzchok, Nagad Hashmech is Yaakov. Ve'yei bracha is b'chol chayz min. The pashtus is that the chesim is connected all of them. It's either more chashev, or it's certainly more chashev, and it's also kollel all the previous brachas. So if it was just a more chashev bracha, it would have said ve'etzel goy godel is a bigger bracha. It doesn't say that. It says that the ve'yei bracha is kollel all the other brachas and b'chol chayz min. So you have to understand the ve'yei bracha not just in the context of being another bracha or a bigger bracha, but rather something in ve'yei bracha that towers over the other brachas. Also, the ve'yei bracha, he says, is that if people want to say that tamish mizbarech, then one pshat is that it's a bracha as soon as biyotcha. Another pshat is ve'yei bracha that people will be mizbarech that you should be like Avram. In the inyan of being mizbarech like Avram, the nivruchu v'cha, like it says, the inyan of that seems to just be pirsum, as if people want to be mizbarech and say you should be like Avram, then it's very chashev, it's a big name or whatever it is. L'chur, that's all kolol and vagad l'shmecha. Vagad l'shmecha means that you become so famous and so mefirsum that everybody will say you should be like Avram Avinu, you should be as rich as Avram Avinu, you should have as much children and so on. L'chur, we're in the v'nivruchu v'cha, which is pashas v'yei bracha, the chiddush over vagad l'shmecha. The Chazal over here say that Adkan, Medrash Rabbah says that Adkan, the world was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, until now the world is zakuk that I should be mevarech them. From now on, the world is not zakuk for me for bracha. They could be, my dechaz is mevareches. Anyone that you feel like, you should be mevarech. In different places, it's the same Chazal, in different places it says, nobody, I was the only one that was mevarech the world, now you'll be mevarech. But in the Lashon, in the Bereishis Rabbah over here it is, the world was zokuk to my bracha until now, and now on it's not zokuk to my bracha. What does it mean, the world was zokuk to my bracha? And if I say that stam geder of tzaddik until this point was not good enough for bracha, and the zokuk means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, considering the norm of tzaddikim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mevarech, but over here it goes outside the norm, and there's something extraordinary about it. It's not just another level of tzidkis or another oifen of tzidkis. There's something in the mahalach of ayei bracha that's doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And try to understand that in the Kuda. At the end of the parasha, towards the end of the parasha, there's the Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hoytzelechem V'yoyin V'choyin L'Kel Al-Yoyin. Each tzaddik or each person, the Herz HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different oifen. And the shame that seemed to go with Malki Tzedek was the name of Kel Olyon. It says, Hu Koyin Le Kel Olyon. He was kind of Kelal Yoin. He told the Baruch Avram the Kelal Yoin, and he says, "Baruch Kelal Yoin, Hashemigain, Tzarecha Biyadecha." So the name that referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu commonly was Kelal Yoin, but he sticks in something else. He says, "Varechev Vayema Baruch Avram the Kelal Yoin, Koinei Shemayim Varetz." So he sticks in Kaina Shamayim Varetz as an addition. If you look the Pesukim carefully, it's the Yichud seems to be to Avram Dafka. In other words, Malki Tzedek was a Kohen the Kel Al Yoy. In other words, Malki Tzedek, the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Kel Al Yoy. He himself, when he was Varach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Baruch Kel Al Yoy, Nashem Migen Tzech V'Yadecha. When he's been with Varach Avram, that's when, in the Baruch Avram, V'Yichev Ayim, Baruch Avram, the Kel Al Yoy, Kohen Yishamayim Varach. That the Chiddush of being Mechadish, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Kohen Yishamayim Varach, is specific in Berachas Avram. So one would understand it to mean that the Chiddush of Kohen Yishamayim Varach is Miuchat Avram, even the Shittas Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was not, his name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kel Olyoim, and that's in whose name it was Mizbarech, but when he wanted to mark on Avram's Maila, he said Kohen Yishamayim Varach, Kel Olyoim Kohen Yishamayim Varach. So the chiddush of Kohen Yishamayim Varach is the hair in Avram Dafke, and try to understand that also. Let's be misbein a little bit on the inyan of the bracha part of it, and from there we'll get to it. The Tekev Dvarim, different Eifanim, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava says, the Talmud of Talmud Gagoyin, just be marked a little bit with the Burak. The Rabbi Yitzchak Chava says the following. He says that the reason why a bracha cannot be given by a bus of Adam is because he's a Baal Gvul. In other words, every person, a bracha always carries in itself the inyan of Baal Gvul. In other words, if I plant a handful of seeds, and normally out of a handful of seeds you get a bushel of wheat. A bracha means you get 2 bushels of wheat, 3 bushels, 4 bushels, and so on. There's a bracha, b'li dai, that bracha is misrabe and oifin, that is past what you expected. Every bracha is, you have 2 people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech them pruvu, and out of 2 people you can get 10 people. So every type of bracha is a hechetimtza for a yisrabus. The word bracha, and all the Rishonim and Achorim say in different Eifanim that bracha means ribui, meloshen to be marbe, and it's specifically, it's a ribui more than the makar. In other words, I start with a handful of seeds. If there's a birchas Hashem, then I see in it acres and acres of crops. I start with a zivuk, I start with 2 people, and if I'm zeichet to bracha, I see many, many offspring. So Betzim, every bracha is a ribui past the capabilities of the makar. The makar is limited. I have a handful of seeds. The bracha brings me a whole field of crops. That's the relationship of bracha to the makar. Every bus of Adam, because he himself is limited, a person can give stock only as much money as he has. So if I have $1,000, so the most I can give somebody else is $1,000. If I have 24 hours of time, the most I give somebody else is 24 hours of time. I can't give more than that. So that means that in every bracha, a bracha is something that etzem is not shayach to the world of bas of adam, because a bracha is something that's a ribui past the kalim, past the metzias of the makabel, and that's something that the chur is not shayach to us. So in every bracha, that's why the world could not have bracha through bus of Adam, and brachas were only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The question is, so what changed in Avram? Avram was a Vehei Bracha. Now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that until this point you can't have a Bracha. From this point onwards you'll have a Bracha. So let's take some a Dugman, and we'll understand it from there. If a person if a person takes a battery has a certain amount of electricity stored in it. The most electricity you can get out of it is the amount that's stored in the battery. If a person takes this battery and somehow transfers the energy to another battery, The first battery will lose all its energy. The second one will have all that amount of energy. At best, it will have all that amount of energy. You'll never get more energy than was in the first battery. That's the mitzvah when you transfer from a battery to a battery to a battery. Let's say the first battery is not transferring its power to battery, but rather it's jump-starting an engine. It's acting it's producing a spark plug for the engine, and the spark over there kicks in the engine. So then you get a lot more power than you put in. You get a lot more kraft than you put in there, because it started a whole metzias of its own. So even though the battery has only X amount of energy, if the battery succeeded in firing up the engine can have a lot more kraft. So in this world you have two echetimtzes. You have a chetimtza where something is makabel something and stays with that. And in that case, the makabel is always a mugbal dika kli. It can't be better than what it got. It can't have more than what it got. There can be a metzias where once something got something, it becomes its own metzias. What it got was a chetimtza for producing from the thing itself. That is two eifanim of a makabel. Two mahalach of a makabel in the Bria. One mahalach of a makabel is dead-ended. Once it got what it got, that's all it has in itself. And then it can't get more than was in the mucker. You have a second echetimtza, where I start by being a makabel. The engine can't work without having a spark, without some energy lighting it. But once I sparked up the engine and fired it up, then the engine works on its own and produces vast amount more energy than the battery ever put into it. Those are toy fan and makabel. The Bria beklala yusa, the Rabbi Zayichavah says the Bria was a tsura of a makabel to Avram Avinu. The Bria lived bechesed, and we've seen the Futter brings many times down the Chazal that the 26 hoidus that we say in Halah Gadol connected me, Amram David, Kineged, the 26 days before Matan Torah, that they all ate lechem chesed. They all ate they didn't deserve it. So we read about Kadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chesed, but that's chasodim to a bria that didn't deserve anything. The bria was kula in the Kabul, and this happened before Matan Torah. So 26 days before Matan Torah. Kineged, 26 is the Gematria of Havaya. Kineged, Kadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping the Bria sustained only through Chesed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia into the Bria in Chesed, which is definitely the primary Mahalach, the Bria itself is a Kli that's limited, and that's all there is to it. Once that changed, Avraham Avinu was the Mahalach of Torah, so Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that came until that time was simply to allow the Kli to be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are there, a Kli that a shover can't be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashpah. So if a person is a chait in a bad way, there's no way in which it can even be mekabel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are the minimum needed to keep the metzias. The metzias of the way it is, that is Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is there just as a minute to keep. Torah and mitzvahs are mahalach to turn the world into mashpia and to change the mahalach. If you want to compare it to Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in the bris that the regularity of the world, that Kayas and Chayrev and Yoyim V'layla and Zera and Kotzer, Lo Yishboisu. The Metzias of the world as being Kavua, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in that bris with Noach. But that the world, that the Koyach of Chiddush was the Chayrish HaZelachem with Kal Yisrael, specifically. In other words, the bris of Noach is the bris of Kiyum, a bris of what's there, and the Mekabel gets whatever is given to him. whereas the, in Klai Yisrael, there's a koyach that goes beyond that. And we'll see in a second. There's a parallel koyach to that in the world, and that's called the Bchinas Nekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mash. In our Metzias that we can relate to, Zohar and Nekeva are the relationship of Mashpia and Mekabel. And B'meila, the Inyanim that Chazal speak about, the Giroyim of a Nekeva, are because it's a Mekabel and doesn't have anything of itself. Kol Kuli Mekabel. So the Pchinas Nekeva in the world, when it's lacking, when it's something that is kulei chisorin, is when it's mekabel from the zohar. So the tzura of the zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu klal b'Klal Yisrael, zohar klal b'Nekeva, and so on, is a tzura of hashpa, and the tzura of the Nekeva is kol kulei mekabel. That is the mahalach of Nekeva when it's not b'shleimus, when it's a chisorin. But once the Nekeva is Chilitz the zera of the av of the baal, then it starts its own mahalach of developing of lat. And a keva is not only a makabel, and a keva is something that begins its own process of developing. So koloid in the keva is a makabel, only a makabel is b'chisaron. The minute it flips from being a makabel to a mashpia, then the keva becomes b'shleim. That is the tzura of the cave. If you take a look, the first Chava was called Isha because Kime Ish L'Kocha. That's fine. That's the name. He called it that because she came from him. Then she changed the name to Eim Kol Chai. Then he said she's Eim Kol Chai. The teretz is the Nekeva Bitzad Chisorin. Mitzad the way Nekeva starts Chisorin. Because she's a makabel, so kimeish lukocha is the biggest chisorin in a nukva, in a nekeva, that a whole metzias is gotten and not earned, not produced, not created. And when she became Eim Kol Chai, when she became mashpia, that changed. There's a process that goes akin with this, and this is called, and the inyan is called kinyan. Kinyanim are something that it's more the pasha. We just say you own something, so you kind of something. The word kinyan, there's a very interesting. There's a Meiri and there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that say about the word kinyan that kinyanim denote a yesh me'ayindika condition. The Meiri says in Tilm kanisi kedem kanisa kedem. The Alter Shevet Nachosecha, he says the word kinyan denotes the Yesh Me'ayin, which is strange a little bit because you're getting it from someplace else. But he says, behold, for you it's something that's a chiddush, a new. Then he says, the Miri says in Mishlei, he says kinyan is something on Knei Chochma. He says kinyan denotes either chiddush in different areas. You can be kind of chavi, you can be kind of this, you can be kind of that. And also something that comes b'teirich or b'yegia as opposed to a matana. That is the metzias of kinyan. Kinyan is something that the hallmark of kinyan is teirich and yegia as opposed to matana, which is just being the kabbal and so on. If you think about it, the two inyanim are really one inyan. Anything that a person did not expend effort to get is a matana. Anything that a person can sit back and it comes his way naturally goes in the getter of matana. If it go and the person is nothing but a makabel, in inyanim of kinyanim of matana, a person sits back and somebody gives him a present that he's zeicha in the present that the das aferes was magnetic. That is a person's role in kinyanim of matana. In the mahalach of matana, a person has no real kinyan. I mean, technically, halachically, if he's zeicher, zeicher. But he doesn't really have the kinyan in the chayfetz. Once a person expends effort, so there, let's just try to understand it. when a person produces, when a person is productive, when a person expends energy, there we dehare a certain yesh me'ayin in a person. If somebody gave me a bolt of cloth, and I passed on a bolt of cloth to another person, that's yesh me'yesh me'yesh. When I produce, when I expend energy, I create something that was there because I take something that was there because and put it before. The energy was latent in me, and when I began to push it, develop it, to apply it, it came out, and it did. It built a table. It did this. It did that. The ma'aser that I did accomplished something. So, in every type of expenditure of energy, the person has a certain yesh me'ayin to him. The person, how much goods do I have? It's finite, because the goods I got. How productive can I be? How many pairs of shoes can I make? It's a lot less finite than ask me how many pairs of shoes I own, because the ability to produce is a yesh me'ayin type of ability. It's menakoyach al apoyel, and anything that has that type of mahalach of menakoyach al apoyel is sort of bligvul. So in a person's in the metzias of Adam, we have the first thing. Adam is kaviyachol the b'china of an akeva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is ashpa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate ashpa of the world. Adam is the ultimate mushpa. Is the ultimate mekabel. And in that sense, the tzuras Adam is like an akeva kaviyachol tel yoinim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one who's kol kula the recipient of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's toiv and so on and so forth. That was one mahalach. The second mahalach was that one, if a person that remained with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that person is kuloi matanadik. It's finite, it's limited, and that's all. But for the person that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, it lit something, so to speak. It turned the person into a mashpia, then the person has gone from the nekeva that's just a makabel to the nekeva that becomes a mashpia, from being a me'isha lekocha to the eim kol chay. Those are the two mahalchim in the tzur nekeva debriya. And the nekeva starts as a makabel. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu built it as etzem atzam v'atzam sari. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it the ability to become a mashpia. And it starts with Kabbalah, but then comes Mashpia. That is Tzuras Hanhogah of the Yachas of Zochot and Akeva with the Bria. The Mela, the person who's in a Akeva of the type that is only a Makabel and his only Tzuskiyim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim him, that person could never become a Mavarech.